instances in the Bible where God says no. One story was with the demon-possessed man who, after years of being shackled and tortured by a legion of demons, Jesus releases him from all of that. And he begs Jesus to come to follow him. And Jesus tells him, no. You want something that's very good, but I have something that's even better. Go tell your testimony. And so he does. We have another story in the Bible where God says no, and that was to David. David and Bathsheba, after David committed multiple horrendous sins, they conceive a son, right? And God says, your son isn't going to make it. David pleads with God. He fasts. He prays. He doesn't want to see anything. He doesn't want to see anyone. He doesn't want to eat. And he just pleads with God for the life of his baby boy. But God says, no, because of your sins. And then there's another story of John the Baptist, who spent his whole life proclaiming Christ's coming. He was his forerunner. He was Jesus' own cousin. And yet he was left to languish in a prison cell by himself. And Jesus doesn't even visit him. Why? We know in Desire of Ages, she says, it's because so that those that will be persecuted in times to come would draw courage from the life of John the Baptist and his faithfulness. Even though he was in a prison cell, he didn't understand why. He even started to doubt that Jesus was the Messiah. And Jesus says, no, I can't come visit you, but I know that you will be faithful. And then the last example comes from our very own favorite redemption story. Jesus Christ himself, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's sweating drops of blood. And he says, Lord God, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. And what a different story it would be if God the Father would have answered that prayer in the affirmative, right? So we have many instances where God says no. And friends, if this morning you've been praying, you've been pleading with God, and God still says no, or maybe not yet, maybe there's a reason. And maybe that reason we won't know the side of heaven, but we are to trust. We don't see the full picture, but maybe the reason is that somebody else needs salvation. Maybe you want something that's good, but it's not the best. And God knows so much better than we do. And I pray that this morning, as I sing the song of the Lord's Prayer, that you would pray with me the prayer of surrender, a prayer that no matter what, we will say at the end of the day, God, not my will, but yours be done. Our Father, which art in heaven, us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.